Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here of Real Estate Realities. Boy, it's been exciting doing this with you for the past 6-7 years now, right, Matt? Been going on for a while and changing markets and up and down, but I can tell you right now, it is a sensitive time in the economy, and you see it with the government shutdown and what's the Fed's doing now. It's no shock. They say, oh, we're not going to lower rates next year. Looks like it's going to be probably 2025. That's great for all those people out there who were saying, wait till spring, market's going to bounce back, rates will dip. That's not realistic, folks. You're dreaming. We had a crazy market for the last 5 to 6 years. We're a year into the correction, and it will continue. So I want to get that out there. You need to be very cautious what deals you're buying. If you're buying, it might be a good time for you to wait and not buy, right? If you're selling, you better get creative. You better figure it out fast, or you better sit down and rent your house and weather the storm. Okay, we're talking inventory today, how that's going to play into our market. And we always start off with the good, the bad. The bad is 18% of mortgages are adjustable rate mortgages. That is double of last year. And remember, I did a show, Matt, we'd have to find it, probably 2 years ago. And what are the signs of a real estate correction? And it is adjustable mortgages and risky mortgages, 2-1 buy downs, start elevating. And in that show, I think it only accounted was 3% of the market was adjustable rate mortgages. And now it's 18%. That is a leading indicator, folks. And that's why it's bad, is because we're back to this risky consumers, realtors, lenders going, just buy now, refinance later, do it now, do a 2-to-1 buy down. Our business is down this year because I have told so many people, unless they have cash and they're able to buy these aggressive, these great deals we have, or they're able to put a lot of money down, I've been telling people, wait to purchase, right? And so don't listen to, you know, the music in your ears of buy now, refinance later, date the house, marry the mortgage, whatever. Be very cautious what you're doing. Real estate's one of your biggest investments. Be very wise with how you're going about your game plan. And I hope I can help clear the mud here, right? And have a clear vision. The good is support the police, support the foregoing your Tabor refund, okay? Get on board with Yemi. It's a great thing he is doing as our mayor. He's getting behind the police. Matt, what is the refund of our city Tabor? It's like $8, $10. I mean, it's something. Yeah, it's like 10 bucks. And if we forego that, it's so small, it gets refunded on the utility bill because people all think Tabor, they're like, oh, it's the state Tabor. No, it's so small, it goes on your utility bill. If you vote to forego your Tabor money, it will go to build a better police force. We need that in Colorado Springs. It's good what he is doing. Make sure you vote to forego your Tabor refund this year. We're talking inventory. Justin Hermes, questions over the break. Topics you want me to cover, let me know. 719-232-1063. You can text or call in on that number. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, we're back into it today. No guests, so I got a lot of prep for you as far as inventory. And Matt, what brought me in on this topic was the fact that Buffett made a big bet with the builders, with Lennar, D.R. Horton, and people are going, what? Why would he back the builders right now? Warren Buffett's a long-term guy, right? He's not a day trader. He's not short-term. That's why he succeeds. It's the same thing you tell our real estate people. Don't time the market. 15, 20 years, buy and hold. Yeah, and Matt says he's an opportunist, right? When others are fearful, be greedy. And so Buffett here is buying this stock because he knows, National Association of Realtors already said, 5 to 6 million home shortage. Now, you may just go, Justin, you just told us the market's tough, sellers aren't selling. Guess what the builders can do differently? They're spending money. They own a lot of them, their mortgage companies. They're spending money to buy down the rates. There's rates in town on new builds for 4%, 4.25% out there. And they know that with the golden handcuffs of these sellers, inventory will stay low for the long term, and builders will have the upper hand. Now, they may weather the storm over the next couple years, but long term, they will succeed. And that's where Buffett is going, I'm backing the builders because inventory is not an issue that is going to completely resolve itself. Hence why prices aren't going to completely crash as long as you're not buying in certain areas where, you know, you're overexposed and you're buying next to new build and you have competition in your backyard. But that's why Buffett knows inventory is going to stay low. If inventory wasn't going to stay low and there wasn't 84 million millennials, he wouldn't buy into these stocks. And he's not coming out and saying, I'm buying into multifamily developers. No, he's buying into single family. Just why I told you, we pivoted last year and I said, no more multifamily, no more fourplexes. We're not competing in multifamily because it's vastly overbuilt now in Colorado Springs and there's going to be a major issue on the horizon. And so if a millennial can't afford to purchase, they don't want to live in a box, an apartment with their now family, kids, dog. What's the next best thing if you can't own a home? Rent a home. So we're telling our investors, we're targeting single family and townhouses. We're veering away from the multifamily because of 8,000 units coming on the market over the next year. And we're predicting that ahead of time and shifting out of that market space. And I've hammered it in with you guys, you know, these golden handcuffs. People are not going to be selling. And even though inventory is low, days on market are through the roof. I'm going to give you some stats here. And then on the next segment, I am going to talk about government shutdown here and what's going to be affected. Because we have to cover that topic this week. It's happening. You can't pretend it's not happening, right? So you need to be informed. But we look here and Horizon, first let's talk Horizon. Long term, inventory won't be above on the resale side. Over 2,000 homes on the market for the next 2 years. Resale side. Total inventory won't go above 3,500. But you look right now, people go, well, there's 2,600 homes on the market. It's already above the 2,400. Active resale, okay? In 2022, it was 2,600, okay? So 10% down change in inventory there. But remember, there's like 1,000 new builds involved. That's not actual inventory. The actual inventory is 1,402. And that's where I'm getting that number. 1,402, we're not going to see that above 2,000 for the next 2 years. Inventory is going to stay low. And it is something that even with the rate increases we're seeing, it motivates sellers even more to remodel the basement, extend the house, and not make that decision to move. Look at the median sales price. Holding steady. 480,000, we're still at median sales price, right? But sales are down year over year 23%. And days on market are up 62%. Doesn't make sense. Inventory's going down. Sales are down. Days on market are up. Mass exodus of buyers. I mean, it's the lowest it's been in 4 decades, mortgage application. They are exiting the market. They know what's coming, right? And so they are positioning themselves, like I've told a lot of first-time home buyers who don't have the cash to take advantage of great deals. Sit on the sideline, save $100,000, wait for the market to come down and start hitting sellers hard. In the pipeline right now, there's 899 to close. Last month, that was 1,670. So what do we got there? Let's do some fast math. That's down about 14% over last year. And some of that is seasonal, but November sales will be down probably closer to 700. And so we're going to see continuing downtrend in sales. Not sales price, sales. Transaction count will be down, okay? And so it's very important you understand these numbers. You understand the median sales price. You understand inventory, why it's going to stay low, right? And you look at someone like Warren Buffett and you go, why would he be buying into builder? I mean, come on. Why does someone like Zillow say we're not doing any more flips? We're not doing any purchases. There's no more iBuyer, OfferPad. They're all exiting the market. They know what is coming. Now, I've still helped some investors this year. It's been down probably 70%, but the 30% we've helped, man, they've been great deals. But we're having to buy them like $100,000 under market, so we're not finding them as easily. It's very difficult to find the deals. And then if you find them, you really have to have cash to move on them, right? And so we hear about the Federal Reserve keeping rates elevated. We hear about inflation, oil, government shutdown. And you have to think, what am I going to do to prepare? And if inventory is staying low, how am I going to put myself in a position to take advantage of it when you're ready? Right now, it's practice season, right? Right now, we're practicing. You are planting the seeds. And we may not be ready to harvest for 2 years, but if you don't get ready and get yourself in position and prepare, you won't be ready to take advantage of the situation, right? And so you have to eliminate the noise. You got to make a personal game plan. You have to make financial decisions to be in the driver's seat. And if you own rental properties, start stacking away money, because renters aren't paying like they used to. Our late numbers are through the roof and evictions are back. I've talked with a bunch of other property managers. The evictions are up, I think they said like 37% over last year. People are feeling the squeeze, and student loans are coming back in October. And there's no handouts, and the government assistance and all that rental money, that pot's dry. So prepare yourself for some vacancies. Prepare yourself for renters not to pay. You need to beef up that account. And it's been like amazing the last few years. And now, I've told you before, it's time to play defense. And now the state is tenant friendly. So if a tenant is smart and they play the system right, they can avoid being evicted for 4 to 5 months now. 4 to 5 months they can stay in your property. And good luck getting any money back. Very, very difficult. And I have to say, if our state doesn't shift, I mean, it's not a complete dumpster fire yet, but if they don't shift and we don't gain some common sense back, things can start to get pretty scary, right? The gal in my district over by Palmer Park, that's all she wants, affordable housing. Everyone should be able to afford rent no matter what they do, and they shouldn't even have to work for it. And she's up at the state chiming in on housing. Well, guess what? A lot of the investors are going to exit, and there's going to be less rental properties. Let the market correct itself. It's correcting itself right now. And she's the one who's going, let's get in government housing. If you sell your house, you have to sell it to the government. You should own nothing and be happy, and everyone should be equal. This is in Colorado. Flashback 20 years ago, I mean, nonsense. Now this is accepted, let alone people are voting for someone like that to go represent their district. So pay attention to what you're voting for. Pay attention to who's representing you and be informed. And if you have topics you want me to cover, if you have some of your own rental experiences that you're seeing right now in the market, let me know. I want to hear about them. I want to learn from you. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We're talking the government when we come back. Suddenly I see.
There are some preachers on TV with a suit and a tie and a vest. They want you to send your money to the Lord, but they give you their address. 'Cause all of your donations are completely tax-free.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Got more for old Jim Beam. You're going crazy dreaming the American dream.
All right, we're back into it. Matt was telling me over the break here, Dave Ramsey chiming off about, you know, what we're kind of talking about the topic here. You know, Matt said seed money, and Dave Ramsey saying, hey, you know, it's not all. And that's what drives me nuts, Matt. You go on YouTube and this get rich quick and real estate and cash and checks. That's not what it is. And Dave Ramsey understands that, too. And if you think your renter is going to pay your mortgage, Dave Ramsey said this, you haven't been in the landlord game long enough. Is real estate great? Yes, it's a great thing. But let's not get confused here and think it's absolutely zero risk. and your renter is going to cover your payment every month. That's just, it's not the case. It's not realistic, especially when times are getting tough in the economy. But back to what Matt said is, you have to plant the seed and you have to water it. You have to save the money. You have to have seed money. And that's not the fun times. And people want instant gratification. Well, I want the fun times. I want it back now. I want it now. I want the... And Matt said it's the beginning of a dream. And so it may be for the next 2 years you have to save, 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 and then you're in a position to buy. Well, great. I'm not going to be the realtor who's going to tell you, leverage, HELOC, buy now, buy now. It's okay. Sales go down. I make less money. That's okay. You have to make sure you're doing the right thing financially and you're not getting in a position where you're in over your head. This show has always been a conservative show, conservative investments, small base hits, not hitting home runs. And that's the way it'll stay. And right now, for a lot of you, you're trying to hit a home run, you know, and it's your first day in the big leagues and you're trying to hit a home run. You should be trying to get on base. You should be planting those seeds and slowly churning the wheel, getting it ready when the opportunity strikes. And then for those who don't want to do the hard work, they won't be able, and that's like 90% of the people. 90% of you listening will never do anything with this information. And you will not do the hard work and do the seed money. And that's what makes the opportunities in real estate, because the other 10% have the opportunity to do the hard work, live below their means, save, 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 to then have a rental property and slowly build the dream. So great point by Matt. I'm glad he brought that up. It's not overnight, folks. Real estate wealth is not made overnight. But what you do need to be aware of is what is constantly going on in the economy and what is going on, how it affects real estate. I'm going to reiterate this. The Fed now saying rates are going to stay elevated in 2025. Duh. What did I tell you? For a long time, not going to dip next year. What are we seeing in the marketplace? This whole soft landing thing, I don't know, Matt, do you know anybody who is going, you meet them on the street and they go, I'm feeling it. They got inflation's down. Food prices, I'm paying less. I'm feeling like the collar is getting looser. Have you met anyone? Because you hear it on TV, on a lot of the major networks, that things are better. Yeah, when is this going to let up? And so we see an increase in oil with that new deal with the Saudis. Energy prices are through the roof. You have dumb stuff like Biden saying you have to do electric cars by this amount of time here, this, overnight, and going, what? And now you have the UAW, the issue with that, and the car, I mean, what? We're going to have cars now in China because we have unrealistic expectations for the people here? Asa Hutchinson, you know, former governor, he's saying, we can do electric. Electric's good, but in good timing. We can slowly do things. Let's use common sense instead of trying to do it overnight. And so it's the same thing with the Springs when they shut down Drake. We're paying the piper. Energy prices are high. Oil is high. Food is high. Yeah, and there you go. Matt's chiming in my ear. He said, when the cars were invented, they put in gas stations first, then started rolling out vehicles. And yeah, it's funny now they're so far behind when it comes to those things. But it's a wealth shift. They're just shifting wealth to another segment, and they're pressing hard on this Green New Deal. And so you're not going to see inflation let up. Go back to the 70s and 80s. Do your research. They thought they had inflation under control, and then it shot up higher than they ever thought it would. Right? And we're on that same track right now. And being in a government city here, folks, you need to be very aware. And if you have rental properties and one of your renters is affected by this, button up your chin straps. U.S. credit rating is going to go down, which is going to push rates even higher, right? And are veterans continuing to get paid? Yes, that is the good thing. Social Security, yes, that's the good thing. But folks, you got to wake up. I think that'd be hard-pressed to see, but you, in this world, you never know. And so prepare, save the money now. Save the money, stock it up, get ready for what is on the horizon. This is going to be a big-time ripple effect. It's going to spook the economy even harder, and rates will continue to go up. They just will. So I know it's not good news, but yeah, I have to share it no matter what, because that's what I'm called to do, is share this information, good or bad. It won't be forever. Matt's right, but you need to prepare. You need to prepare. It's not all sunshine and roses all the time. You know, but if you know what's coming, you do your due diligence, then you can at least be in a little bit better of a place. Next week, I'm going to bring back a show that was a hot topic, investing with kids, how that looks. We just did one of those. That was a good deal for both ends on the only deal we're really working right now. Buying a single family, low 300, splitting into a duplex. That still cash flows. That's still a good deal. I got some good ones for October. Exit plans and avoiding taxes. best improvements for your rental properties, red flags on deals you're purchasing. Those are some of the topics. If you want me to cover something, you feel like I'm missing the boat, let me know. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We are down to, Matt, it's crazy, 19 slots left in our property management services. We had 40 open 3 months ago, and we're down to 19. So we are taking on properties, certain areas, certain properties. We do an interview process because we are selective in what we take on. But if you feel like you need some help, reach out. Been doing it 30 years here. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Because when we get that all filled up, I'm going to be a happy camper because I love when we shut it back down again because it less drama, less work, right? All that stuff when you're onboarding properties. But we got 20 more of you out there who are 19 who we need to serve, and I feel like we can be a great benefit to you. So go and make an impact somebody else's life. Bring the joy. Do the things I talked about, right? Dig in hard and do the due diligence. Be grateful for the gifts God has given you. That's another thing you can focus on. In hard times, be grateful for the gifts you've had. Thanks for taking the time to be with me here this Sunday, folks. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30 and again at 1. Have a great week.
But this year's tax increase, why, it's the biggest in history. Round and around we go. Where we stop, who knows? The American dream.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Crazy dreaming, the American dream. We're going crazy dreaming, the American dream. Hail to the chief.